This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up.
This is Moog from B96, and I stand up for my aunt who lost her fight to breast cancer in 2006.
To donate now, visit CubsForACure.com or text the phrase CURE25 to 41444. That's CURE25 to 41444.
All right, we hit our match. We got in there under the wire. Great job by the scoreheads coming through in a big way. We are at $376,000 raised. $376,000. So we have been on the air for 9 hours, and we've raised $376,000, 100% going to cancer research. And our dollar-for-dollar match this hour is brought to you by Russ Armstrong, the Chicago window guy. The new windows helped me sell my house when I had to move to New York. The warranty was transferable, and that was something that absolutely came up in the sale. So thanks to Russ Armstrong for putting up the money. Visit CubsForACure.com or text CURE25 to 41444. We have a bunch of great incentive items this hour to get to, but we are now joined by the president of baseball operations for the Cubs on a busy day. I'm not sure who's been busier, me doing 9 hours of radio or Jed making four moves for the trade deadline. What's up, Jed? How you doing, man?
I hope you've got more sleep than I have, but now you guys are doing an awesome job. I appreciate everything.
Well, listen, I will get less sleep than you tonight, given that I'll be on the air until 10 in the morning, so for 24 hours straight. So I'll beat you tonight, but I probably beat you last night. We'll get to the baseball here in a minute, but we're doing this for cancer research, and the Cubs are stepping up. Saturday is going to be an amazing day in honor of Ryan Sandberg, isn't it?
Oh, it's amazing. I said it on the air last week. I think his impact on every part of this fan base is so incredible. You know, I really do feel like the 84 team kind of, brought back, baseball in Chicago. I think that, having not made the playoffs in so long, and that team really captivated not only, the city, but also the country because of WGN. And, Rhino was the face of that. And, I can't imagine carrying yourself better, like given his impact, the MVP, Hall of Fame, all the awards, and being the man in this city, and just the way he carried himself was so incredible. So I mean, what such an amazing life he lived, and like I said, I never got the sense that he would shy away from talking to a fan. He was always impacting young players here. Pretty amazing to be that gracious, given the fame and stature.
So, and then again, Saturday, for anyone who didn't hear, all the players are going to be wearing the blue jersey, which was his favorite, number 23, and no name on the back, which I thought was a nice touch from Rhino.
Yeah, he loved that. He always talked about, the focus is on the front of the jersey, not the back. And, I kind of like the no-name jerseys occasionally. It's great. Obviously I was with the Red Sox for a long time. We have no name. They had no names on the home jerseys. I think it's a cool look, and I'm glad we're doing that for Rhino. I think it's really awesome.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing. Text CURE25 to 41444. Let's get some $23 donations in for Rhino this hour as we talk to Jed Hoyer. So how did the market materialize? No big-name starters moved. Cubs fans are disappointed there wasn't a marquee name. We'll talk about the four guys that you got. But when you're shopping for a front-end starting pitcher, what was the asking price as you were out there for it?
Well, yeah, I mean, without going into it specifically, I think a lot of those guys would have not only taken off the major league team, but taken a lot of depth of our system. And ultimately, we made the decision that those prices didn't make sense for us to be sustainably successful. And I think the market sort of said that no one else did either, right? We're not the only team that was in that market. There's a lot of teams looking for that kind of starting pitcher. And I think obviously the fact that everyone sort of made the same decision, it kind of tells you that the teams that had those kind of pitchers, they really value them. It's hard to draft and develop and have a starting pitcher like that under control. And so I think when teams do, rightfully, they expect a massive return to do it. And so, like I said, we made that decision organizationally that was not the right thing for us. And obviously the fact that none of those guys changed hands indicates that we weren't alone.
How do you see the new pieces fitting into what you're trying to do going forward?
Yeah, the biggest focus, obviously we were in the starting pitching market, but we just wanted to make sure we added the right amount of depth, to the roster. I think Willie Castro provides that from a bench standpoint. He allows Craig to give guys days off. He ensures against injury, he's a switch hitter, and he can play multiple positions. So that really helps upgrade our depth, in one person. And then, we talked a lot about this, providing, we talked about, going out and getting a number of pitchers, to bolster the roster. Obviously, with going out and getting Soroka, Kittredge, Rogers, we added guys to the bullpen. We added guys, Soroka to the rotation. And we have some guys coming back off the IL, hopefully soon, in Italian and Assad. So, focusing on just making sure we have the right amount of depth, because, having a really deep 26-man roster and a deep 40-man roster is super important as you get later in the season, and we want to make sure we could do that.
So people are going to point to the fact that you just signed an extension and then didn't go all in. Are the two related in any way?
No. I mean, yeah, I sort of pride myself on focusing on, the team, the organization, not about myself. It's never about me. It's always about, making sure I do the right thing for the Ricketts family and making sure I do the right thing for the organization. And so they're not connected. I feel like the goal is to be really good this year. I think we are a really good team. We've shown that so far, but also the goal is to be on this, on this telethon every year and be good. That's the focus. I think that making sure that we have a chance to, be a playoff contender every single year, that's the goal, because that's, in my opinion, that's ultimately how you end up winning, is just you kind of consistently good every single year. I think that you have, the magical run. I think just pushing in to have one season, I think is not something that I think is the right way to ultimately, bring a championship back here. We want to do this every year, and I think that has to be the focus. So you're always balancing the now with the long term. And I think ultimately, we traded some good prospects away today for sure, but we weren't, kind of willing to pay the price on some of those controllable starters because we felt like the impact down the road would be felt. And I would say, one of the challenges is that, a lot of the prospects we'd be, potentially trading away, these guys are either in big leagues now or they're about to be in the big leagues. And, I think that, you look at Matt Shaw, you look at PCA, you look at Palencia, now you look at Kate Horton. I mean, our farm system is really impacting our team every day right now, and that's super important. You can't be a sustainably good team without, having those kind of young players coming up and not only providing energy and talent, but also providing, the right payroll efficiency and the right years of control. So I know sometimes we always say, oh, they're just prospects, but, when I think about all the great players we've had since I've been here, at one point those guys were all just prospects. And I think that you have to make sure you you have the right amount of care for those guys, because, you know, the right way to run a sustainably good organization is to have a great farm system.
Yeah, we're talking to Jed Hoyer here on the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon, just a little bit more on the baseball side of it. I remember you guys would always say, you, Theo, like, every opportunity to win a championship is precious, but then you want to be set up for sustained success going forward. I got to imagine that's a pull, like a tug and pull battle for you, because like this team feels good enough to win a championship, but maybe not at the expense of one 3 years from now. But this one matters more than the hypothetical 3 years from now. How do you wrestle with it?
No, that's the wrestling match over and over is, you know, is that right? At what expense are you doing this to your future? And listen, like, we had a lot of conversations about controllable starters. We had a lot of conversations about, you know, good relievers. I think ultimately it wasn't an unwillingness to part with prospects. It was sort of an unwillingness to go to the length that we would have to go, and the depth and the volume we would have to go. So I think there's no question, you know, you have to be willing to part with prospects to get really good players. I think the question is just how many and at what cost. But you framed it really well, and that's the constant back and forth you have all the time. Like, you know, and also it's about what players are actually available. And I think that's always an important thing. At the deadline, it's a sort of a select group of players based on who's out of the race and who's willing to transact. Some of the guys that people thought were available, like, they weren't actually even available. They were, you know, the teams that said, we're just not going to talk about that. So it isn't free agency. You know, it's a kind of thing where sometimes there's just simply players that are unattainable, either because they're on contenders or because the teams, you know, want to win next year and they don't want to focus on that, or they don't want to do that to their fan base. So, in some ways, it was an interesting deadline in the sense that some of the teams that I really expected to sell bought, and some of the teams that I expected to sell just stood pat. And when that happens, there's not much you can do to make those players available. So I think in that regard, it was certainly an interesting deadline because the behavior wasn't quite as rational as usual.
Right. So that's why it felt like an underwhelming deadline across the industry then.
Well, I think Minnesota, you know, really was aggressive, and that probably changed a lot of the deadline. You know, they traded their whole bullpen away, and they traded a couple starters away. They traded us Willie Castro. They traded Correa. So they really, in some ways, like, that one team, you know, being super aggressive to sell kind of changed the landscape. But in general, there was a number of teams that, like I said, probably in a normal year, if you look at a normal year, teams are fairly rational about, you know, where their playoff odds are and what their decision making is, and this is a year that probably didn't hold as true as usual.
So, you know, there's this whole thing on Kyle Tucker. Are we going to sign Kyle Tucker? Are they going to sign Kyle Tucker? And he's got this thing that's so valuable, lefty slug. And then you got this guy in Owen Casey who's got this thing that's so valuable in lefty slug. Is that at all connected, that you don't know that if Kyle Tucker will be here long term, so you can't put Owen Casey in a trade?
Well, certainly, you know, I think Owen's a really good player, and he's had a great year, and that we think he's going to be a really bright part of our future. And I think that he also can be part of a bright future that you know, involves Kyle Tucker as well. So, they're somewhat connected in a way, because I think it's hard to find left-handed slug, and you know, he's really performed well, and he's still really young. He's a great kid, but it isn't as if we can't have both. And I think that's a great thing. I think it's, you know, when I look around baseball, there's so many teams I think struggle, you know, with their position playing group. And I think we have a really envious group of position players, and that's really, you know, fueled a lot of our success this year is that we play really good defense. We have a great approach at the plate. We have a good offense. We run the bases well. And I think that's something that we want to continue.
So how annoying are the Brewers to you? They annoy me, Jen. They're really good. They're really good.
They're really good.
It's really annoying. It's really annoying.
Really creative. And really creative. They find they do a really good job year after year, and that they're not going to go away. They're going to be good every year. And I think that the way they operate as a franchise is going to ensure that they're good every year. You know, they make really hard decisions. You know, they traded Devin Williams. They traded their closer before this year, and you know they got Caleb Durbin in that deal. They traded their number one starter a year ago, and got, you know, Joey Ortiz, their shortstop, and DL Hall. Like they make really hard decisions, and you know, frankly, not always really popular decisions, but they're constantly, you know, sustaining themselves year after year after year. And as a result, they're going to be there every year. And I think that, you know, so I think that the idea that, you know, we have to match them, and we have to be really good, because you're right. Like they, you know, they don't go away. They're sustainable.
Yeah, you guys are one game back of them, and they have the best record in baseball. So you guys have the second most wins in baseball, but you're in second place in your own division. Still feels like this can be a very special season. Like how do you kind of handicap, because now the dust is settled, basically. How do you handicap what you have going forward for the sprint down the finish?
Yeah, I mean, Dave, I think to the 25-9, or I don't know, something like that. And, you know, since we played them the last time, they've been on an incredible run. And I mean, I don't think we should, we have as you said, we have second best record in baseball. We've played great so far, and you know, we just need to keep doing what we've been doing. I think if we do that, I try my hardest. You can't help but scoreboard watch. I think that's just the nature of these jobs, but also, I just constantly preach, like, the most important thing is to focus on your team and what you're doing and how you're playing. Except for the games we play them, we can't control what they do. That's
right.
The bottom line. And so now we have to focus on our club. And I think, like I said, you know, I think if I told anyone that we'd be, you know, 18 over and have the best run differential in baseball at the deadline, I think you would jump for joy when I said that. So we played great so far. And, you know, like I said, we wanted to build the depth to keep that going in the second half.
Yeah. So last thing, because it's a weird spot. I feel like it's been an unbelievable success. PCA became a star. It's been wildly entertaining, a totally deserved contract extension. You're here. You're second best record in baseball. But then this deadline doesn't exactly play out like fans want or like the media speculated, which is often, you know, we're obviously wrong all the time. But you said even yourself, it didn't always act rationally. Like, you know, you made smart moves in your head and your heart. But do you leave a deadline like this disappointed because there isn't like a bigger prize attached to it?
I think disappointed would be the wrong word. I think that, you know, I think, you know, going into these deadlines, you're like, you know, you're going to have to make hard decisions. And listen, there's always a yes. You can always, you know, you can always say yes and do the thing that feels good in the moment that, you know, might really feel bad later on, you know. And I think that, you know, sort of having the discipline to realize that, you know, okay, that's too much short-term gratification and too much long-term pain. And you always are having that debate. And I think that's the battle. And I understand, listen, I'm a sports fan. I understand that, you know, people want that, that huge deal. They want the instant gratification. They want to see that, number one starter, you know, walk through the door. And I totally understand that, but you know, I could list off countless examples of deals that, you know, very quickly, you know, turn sideways and you're like, oh my goodness, they gave up all this talent for this. And so I think you're constantly trying to remind yourself through your experience of, you know, when you've been in this position before, you know, how you've reacted. And I think ultimately, so disappointed is the wrong word. I think you try your hardest and push your hardest, you know, within your reason, within your boundaries to make deals. But I think you can't be disappointed if you know you did the right thing for the organization.
Jed Hoyer, President of Baseball Operations, thank you for the time on a busy day. We are at $378,000 raised, 100% to cancer research. I know you guys internally are doing amazing things for Rhino, and we're going to put with this radio station and your internal efforts and that game on Saturday and auctioning off those blue jerseys, we're going to hang a number well over $1 million, you know, when we all put it together. So really proud to be a part of it, proud to come back for this every year, and I hope I get to see you on Saturday at Wrigley, Jed.
Yeah, no, listen, I just thank you for doing this. You guys are awesome, and this is such an incredible cause. And sorry I'm getting to you guys late in the day. I had stuff going on, but what you guys are doing is really special. And you know, I know sometime tomorrow you'll be taking a nap, but in the meantime, you're doing great work.
Yeah, all good, man. And I'll see you Saturday, and we can exchange football picks for the upcoming year. Okay.
I love it. Thanks, Jenny. Appreciate it.
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you soon. That's Jed Hoyer, president of baseball operations for the Cubs.
Did you hear what he said when talking about Owen Casey and Kyle Tucker? I did hear him say, "No reason we can't have both.
We can have both.
No reason
we can have both.
That can't happen." So I heard that.
Nice. I understand Cubs fans being disappointed. My thing on that, though, is it's not like Gallen and Mackenzie Gore also got traded today.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you have a president of baseball who seems to agree with the consensus of the industry, right? That the asking price for those guys was too high. Jed understands fans being disappointed, right? He said it. He's like, listen, I'm a sports fan. I understand it. But he can't use that word if he thinks that he made a smart deal. It won't make anyone feel any better in the moment. But it's the type of thing where, you don't want your guy to be completely desperate at that moment and make the wrong deal. You don't.
Mike Soroka or bust. That's what it is. It is interesting because we all sort of just assumed the Cubs would land one of those guys. And the goal for me would have been Mackenzie Gore.
But he didn't move.
Merrill Kelly
moved. And he said, we talked about rentals, you know what I mean? But the price was not something they were willing to accept. And he said also guys off the big league club. That their asking price would have been guys off the big league club included.
Right. And so all these teams were being greedy to the max. The Seattle thing blows me away. So Eugenio Suarez ends up there. After all the Eugenio talk, he ends up in Seattle with Josh Naylor and Cal Raleigh. That could be interesting.
Yeah. So Jed Hoyer with us. We appreciate that. We're going to post a big number. Have another patient coming in studio here in just a little bit. Mark Grody in with me until midnight. We have some unbelievable incentive items. Let me see what I can update with here. We got to move some items here. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Want to move some footballs?
Yeah.
Let's move some footballs.
How can we put some footballs in the hands of the people of generosity that are listening?
Olin Krutz has signed 7 footballs for us. It looks like
what?
$250 a pop.
Wow.
So the next 7 people who donate $250, we send you an Olin Krutz ball.
Bears.
Very simple. Text CURE25 to 41444. You could call up the number. You could make the donation online. CubsForACure.com. 773-388-8270. Text CURE25 to 41444. The Olin Krutz balls. That one's there. Also, I'm personally offended that this has not moved. 4 bleacher tickets to every game of the Braves series. That's September 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. That needs to move. $1,500 donation. You get, that's 12 tickets to 3 games in the bleachers. Sell them. Give them to your friends. Spread them around. Go all for yourself, whatever the case may be. 773-388-8270. Let's get those bleacher tickets on the move for that. That Braves series is massive. Those Olin Krutz footballs, it's available for you. $250 for those things. And we dropped the price on the bleacher tickets to move them for the overnight audience. $16K gets you 81 games next year, Wrigley. Nice. Pair of bleacher tickets to 81 games. Frankly, that's an investment.
That's awesome.
You make a $16,000 donation. You get 2 tickets in the bleachers to every game for next year.
Oh, man.
It's an investment opportunity for you.
Investment opportunity.
773-388-8270 in the form of a tax-deductible charitable donation. And we have to hit the dollar-for-dollar match thanks to Russ Armstrong, the Chicago window guy. Support the people who support us. That's where you need to be getting your windows. Text CURE25 to 41444. Cubs for a Cure Radiothon rolls on after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world,
DSW is there.
And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up.
This is Nico Horner, and I stand for all the fighters out there. Thank you for supporting Cubs for a Cure.
To donate now, visit CubsForACure.com or text the phrase CURE25 to 41444. That's CURE25 to 41444.
Thanks to Jed Hoyer for joining the program. So many ways to get involved. Let's move some Olin Krutz autographed footballs. $250 donation. We'll get you a signed autographed football from Olin Krutz. You can go to CubsForACure.com. They can come in if they want. They can come in. They can come in. Yeah, bring them in. Why not? Let's bring them in. Let's bring them in. It's nighttime. It's more casual. Everyone can just walk in. Oh, my God. They're dressed so nicely. These people are so classy. It's just unbelievable how nicely they're dressed. But CubsForACure.com is where you can get all your information to donate. 773-388-8270 if you'd rather call someone up. So let's see. What do we have still available? We have the Cubs Hall of Fame weekend meet and greet with Aramis Ramirez. So that's four tickets to a game. Cubs Hall of Fame weekend. It'll be next season, you know, midsummer, September, that sort of thing. Four tickets to the game, and you get to meet Aramis Ramirez on the field, or pregame. It's a pregame meet and greet with Aramis Ramirez. $3,000. You can't buy that anywhere. 773-388-8270. We also have one with this is a really cool $2,500. You get to meet Jameson Taillon before the game, four tickets to the game. Then you get to go into the Odyssey booth and meet Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer. So Cubs Hall of Famer Pat Hughes, Jameson Taillon, four tickets to a game. That's $2,500. Make that donation now, 773-388-8270, or go to CubsForACure.com. So we have a Hall of Fame weekend meet and greet also with Lee Smith. So Lee Smith, Aramis Ramirez, Jameson Taillon, call up 773-388-8270. Tell them which one you want. Make a donation. It goes to cancer research. It'll be great. Hi, Melanie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. I've been on the air for, I don't know how long it's been, 9.5 hours.
Still going strong.
I guess. Yeah, we're doing well. 378,000 so far.
Fantastic.
Did you guys dress up for us? I just want to know. Or is this how you guys always look? Because you had like the most beautiful put-together couple I've ever seen. It's just it's unbelievable.
Credits to her. I think she's always looking like this. She pulled me together here.
Okay. That's very well. It's very nice. I met you guys at the Malnati Brain Tumor Institute Gala, and your story was inspiring, and so I appreciate you staying in touch and wanting to come in and making this schedule work for you. Melanie, why don't you tell people your story with a brain tumor?
Yeah, absolutely. So my story starts in August 2019.
Yeah.
I had left the office to go grab lunch, and I was T-boned by a semi-truck.
Yeah, so it's a fun way to start your day or end your day.
At any time of the day, it's not a good thing.
Yeah.
And so after the accident, I was in physical therapy for the next several months. But one of the things that wasn't resolving was word finding and my memory and trying to figure out what was going on there. So we got in with a neurologist. She did a CAT scan and there were brain lesions, which made sense with the accident because I had hit my head in the accident. She then scheduled an MRI for a month later. And that MRI a month later showed a brain tumor.
Yeah. So in a weird way.
Yes.
Car accident is good news.
In the weirdest way possible, that car accident probably saved my life.
You look at it as a full life-saving event. Because when you find the tumor, then what happens?
When I found the tumor, we immediately started making some calls to get in with the right neurosurgeon. And we saw him. I got the call Friday afternoon, giving us basically no time to get something scheduled for a Monday morning. But we got in Monday morning. We saw the neurosurgeon, scheduled surgery, and it was out 10 days later.
I mean, it's amazing. And, you know, your guys' involvement in the cause, we can kind of jump ahead to that, and then we can go back to some of the symptoms. But how have you felt like this has changed your life? I mean, you telling your story is inspiring. You guys have been involved with it. How have you gotten involved with the brain cancer community?
Yeah, so I've actually had two brain tumors. So I've had two surgeries. I've gone through two rounds of treatment. And initially, I was very scared to tell my story. I didn't want people to know about it. It wasn't until probably a month before that second surgery, so now this is January 2023, that we finally started telling people. And by doing that, that was incredibly liberating, but it also allowed me to connect with a lot of people. And so I started getting involved with the National Brain Tumor Society and Malnati. And the more I told my story and the more I connected with people, the more, I mean, I don't even have words for it. It's been, this isn't something anybody ever asked for, but to have a community built around it and give support and have support, it's really powerful. And my husband Ron's on with me, and he's also been able to witness this and be part of this. And it's just...
How have you felt, have you found your role as the supportive spouse in this?
I get asked all the time, like, you know, how do you cope with being a caregiver? And I never thought of myself as that. You know, you just try to be as supportive of a husband as possible. And Melanie's a warrior, and everything that she's gone through, like, she has just faced head on with so much courage. And I mean, there's just nothing that can slow her down. I think back to, you know, her in the hospital after surgery, walking through the ICU, going into other people's rooms, checking on them and encouraging them, dancing in the hallways, like just doing everything possible to just be a positive force and to make everybody better around her, even when she was in the most difficult of moments. And as she was saying, you know, as we've gotten more involved in the community, as we've been participating with more organizations and everything, the strength and the courage and just the will that every single person that's dealing with this has, and the way that they come together to support each other has just been amazing. And it's something that we are so passionate about, and we want to continue to give back to in every way possible.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive, and people should donate in your honor, because this story is an inspiring one. CubsForACure.com. Text CURE25 to 41444. You can call 773-388-8270 and get some of our great donation incentives. You can get them by texting, and you can certainly get them by calling if you want to hear. Yes, you have gotten that thing, that prize. 773-388-8270 is the number. It's just a, you know, you get this diagnosis, and I feel like it's impossible to not gain some sort of perspective. How do you feel like you've changed, if at all?
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry if you weren't ready for that one. Sorry about that.
There's a lot on that. How have I changed? It's one of the things that we put a lot of emphasis on was to continue living life. I think sometimes you get the bad news and it shifts your priorities. And our priorities shifted to living the life the best that we can. I had just completed my first chemo treatment, and my husband's like, hey, we're going to New Zealand and Australia and Fiji in 2 weeks. Pack your bags.
You want to get married? Nice husband.
But really, that's the thing, is you have to continue living your life.
Yeah. What about you? How's it changed you?
I think it just makes you appreciate the little things in life so much more. And there's so much that you want to do and the things that you want to accomplish. And it puts into perspective that you can't take any day for granted. You know, she brings up the trip and, you know, we've done a lot of things in a really short amount of time, but it's just because every single day is a gift and you can't take it for granted and you have to make the most out of every minute that you have. So that's the perspective it's given us. It's changed the speed in which we live life. It's changed the way that we cherish the little things, the way that we appreciate each other. And I look at that actually as it's been really positive for us.
See, you know, seeing positivity in the midst of a diagnosis and a tumor like that is a tough thing to do. But what is the prognosis? What's the state of Melanie right now?
Yes. So as of November, they had pushed out my scans to the 6-month mark. Right after the gala, actually a few days later, I went in for my last scan and it looked good. So I don't go back until November. Very grateful to be at the 6-month mark.
That's kind of the whole thing in the brain. How far apart are they willing to let you go between scans, right? Isn't that like, you know, when you get that extended out, were you at some point more frequent?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, so yeah, that's...
So 6 months, that's good.
That's a huge deal.
Yes.
That's a huge deal. So what's the next trip? What's the next piece of the next thing to look forward to?
Oh, man. The next thing to look forward to. We are actually building a house right now.
Look at that. See, so you get time.
Continuing to live life.
Continuing to live life. Yeah. It's a beautiful thing. And he's been a very supportive partner, I know.
He has been the absolute best. I could not have done any of this without him.
Oh, you make it easy.
Ah. It's a love story, ladies. Melanie and Ron, thank you guys so much for coming in. We're trying to raise as much money as possible. We raised a bunch of money that night when I met you guys. There's no dance floor here, though. That's the problem. No dance floor.
Got a little bit of space.
You can make it work.
Yeah, no open bar. But it was an honor to meet you guys. And thank you for staying in touch and being a part of the brain cancer community. It's important that we all stick together. So thank you guys so much for coming in, okay?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
That's Melanie and Ron. CubsForACure.com. Raise some money in their honor here. We're over 1,200 individual donors at this point, which is amazing. We've been on the air for a while and we're not close to done. We have some amazing things to still give away as well. 773-388-8270, cubsforacure.com. The Radiothon rolls on after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up.
I'm Andy Chanley from 93XRT, and I stand up for all the researchers, doctors, and nurses. Thanks to you, I'm 4.5 years cancer-free. Keep it up.
To donate now, visit CubsForACure.com or text the phrase CURE25 to 41444. That's CURE25 to 41444.
We just hit $380,000. Goal is to raise $1 million by the end of the Cubs for a Cure weekend. So many cool things happening at Wrigley Field on Saturday. Crane Kenny told us about the jerseys that they're wearing in honor of Rhino. All players will be wearing number 23 in his favorite blue jersey with no names on the back. That was Rhino's thing. Play for the name on the front of the jersey, not the name on the back of the jersey. And, you know, as I plan this radiothon, the infrastructure and the support of the Cubs and Cubs charities, it's the only way that this is possible. They are truly amazing partners. Everything I ask for, things that I could not have even imagined, they have thought of. It's really amazing. And so joining us now from Cubs Charities is Leah Jesse, talking about their amazing work and amazing team over there. So first of all, thank you, Leah. Your team is absolutely amazing.
Thank you, Danny and Mark, for having me on tonight.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. So in terms of Cubs for a Cure, tell people about what Cubs Charities is doing, how you've been, you know, you guys have sponsored multiple hours already of this radiothon, kind of the backbone of this weekend.
Yeah, so first and foremost, I want to say that kudos to you. This is a marathon, 24 hours, and it's amazing that you're back for another year doing this to support Cubs for a Cure and honor your brother Brad. And I just heard the update that you've already raised over $380,000. So that is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, thank you. Happy to do it. As long as you guys will keep having me back, you know, I'll keep coming back. So it's an honor.
Of course, of course. So Cubs Charities, we are very proud to support through a $50,000 match from our 50-50 raffle for this weekend's series. We are, you kind of mentioned it earlier, so we're basically the engine behind Cubs for a Cure, so leading the fundraising efforts, but also collecting the donations, distributing the grants, processing the checks, anything that, gets us to actually getting those dollars out the door to the organizations that we want to support.
So, you know, this effort, is, you know, Brain Up is a principal recipient of the Radiothon, and then Stand Up to Cancer, the official charity partner of Major League Baseball. Obviously, the things that you guys are doing for Rhino. But in terms of the other work that Cubs Charities does and its impact in the communities, what can you tell people about it?
Yeah, so we do have a broad scope, and we do a lot in the health and wellness space, a lot with youth development, so teaching kids character development through sport, and also education, opening up doors to opportunities, in particular for underserved youth who may not otherwise have opportunities to have careers in sports or have that access or pursue a college education. And, you know, interestingly enough, when it comes to Cubs for Cure, our work impacts youth families throughout all 77 Chicago neighborhoods. And, you know, unfortunately, nearly every family is affected at some point by cancer in some way or knows somebody who's affected. And so, you know, we just consider this such an important piece of what Cubs Charities is and really what our mission is to serve Chicagoans and to create a better Chicago.
Well, no, and you absolutely do it. Bricks and Ivy, I know we have some donated tickets and it's an incredible event, but tell people about exactly what it is and what happens there. And I know Rhino loved it.
Yes. So we are happy to donate 2 tickets to our upcoming Bricks and Ivy Gala, which is going to be on September 4th. These are worth like $1,500 each. And this is a closed door event. Typically, this is our biggest fundraiser of the year, our biggest supporters. There's going to be a lot of Hall of Fame guys in attendance, in particular our distinguished guest this year, Sammy Sosa. It'll be at Wrigley Field. And as you pointed out, Rhino never missed a Bricks and Ivy. He was a huge supporter of Cubs Charities. I had the opportunity to meet him actually in January. And one of the first things he said to me was, anything you need, I want to do what I can to support Cubs charities. He used to host fundraisers at his house. He would do work with us, meeting kids in the community. So really anything we asked. So this is going to be just another opportunity for us to also honor his legacy and all that he did for Cubs Charities.
Yeah, so if you want to be at a closed-door charity event, it's an exclusive ticket. This is not normally something that's available to you, but Sammy Sosa in attendance. It's $1,500 a ticket, but it's a donation. Goes to cancer research, so it's $3,000 for the pair. You can make that donation right now at CubsForACure.com or by calling 773-388-8270, 773-388-8270. Being in the room with Sammy Sosa for me, who was 12 years old in the summer of 1998, that would absolutely be something that I'd be very interested in. Leah Jesse from Cubs Charities is with us for just another minute. I'm very excited for Saturday. You know, it's my family will be there. My mom, my sister, my wife, my niece and nephew, my brother-in-law. It's going to be very, very exciting for all of us to be there to honor Brad and be on the field and be there for this. But what can you tell people about what Saturday is going to be like?
Yeah, so first and foremost, I'm really looking forward to meeting your family. It really is a special game on Saturday. It's going to be presented by Advocate Healthcare. We're going to have a lot of just different moments to honor those going through the fight and celebrate those who have completed their journey with cancer and beat cancer. I think in particular, the Stand Up to Cancer placard moment in the fourth inning is going to be especially emotional this year. But if I could point to maybe one of the bright spots for that game, and it's new this year, we are going to have a cancer patient who will ring the bell to signify that they have been cleared of cancer.
That's going to be a powerful moment. Yeah, I mean, I remember when Brad got to ring the bell after his brain tumor was removed at the Malnati Brain Tumor Institute. That's a symbol that it's a goal for all cancer patients to be able to do that. So the fact that someone will be able to do that in front of 40,000 at Wrigley, I think that's an absolutely incredible idea. And I know that Brain Up will be there before the game, and we got a little tent set up at Gallagher Way, and we're all looking forward to having our placards with the Stand Up to Cancer moment. So it's going to be an incredible day at Wrigley Field. And thank you again for being such great partners in all of this. I know I can be difficult on some of those calls, Grody. I'm sure it comes as a surprise to you. Where I'm like, they're like, does anyone else have any ideas or items? And I'm like, yeah, I have 12 more things.
Leah, call me. I know there's going to be a recovery process after this. We'll go through it step by step, okay?
Yeah.
You said it, not me.
Yeah, listen, I know that you hang up the call and then you guys all make your comment. It's fine. I deserve it. It's fine. And you know what? I just keep on living my life. It's totally fine.
We do it too, Leah. Yeah. Danny is Danny, and we all go after Danny, but we love Danny, and Danny is great.
Thank you, Mark.
We love Danny.
We
and
do.
We think it's incredible what you're doing for Cubs for a Cure and also for Brain Up. It's amazing. It is.
Well, thank you, Leah. I appreciate it very much. It's an honor to work with you guys, and I'll see you on Saturday. And now you can go back to whatever you guys say about me behind my back.
See you, Leah.
Thank you. Thank you, Leah.
You pain in the ass, Park.
Oh, dude, these calls are so funny. These calls are so funny because, like, it's, you know, Michael Cash, Ashley Sorensen, Ashley Fields from our team, right? Yes. So, like, the promotions team here at Audi, who are amazing, right?
Amazing. Yes.
And then it's, like, Mitch and Ryan and, you know, all that.
Not bad.
Our bosses.
Yeah.
And then, I guess they're not my boss. I don't work here anymore.
Oh, that's right.
You're not my boss.
Yeah,
exactly. You're not my boss.
Dude, that's kind of what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm like the invited guest.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like the invited guest, but like the score's happy for me to be there, and then the Cubs are happy for me to be there, but I don't really work for anybody anymore.
Man, you're independent Danny.
I'm independent Danny.
Independent Danny.
And I book like the sponsors for this thing and book all the guests or whatever. And so they're like, you know, like, what do you need for this? And it's just like, well, this is what needs to happen. And there's 15 people from the Cubs on the call.
Oh, no.
And there's like six or eight people. And at the end of it, I'm always just like, wow.
I don't. It's amazing. This is an amazing thing.
Danny doesn't have to answer to anybody.
It's amazing.
Anymore.
I never hear from anyone until the next call.
Wow.
It's really, really. It just scratches me right where
I am. It's like every year is going to be something different. Like people like will be handing you envelopes with cash in them 5 years
it's
from now.
So
oh, this
funny.
Is great. Yeah, yeah, I'll take that.
It's so funny. I mean, no, but like, listen, Jen and Bryn and their whole team over there. They are. I've said before that this lady named Bryn who works for the Cubs. I'd hire her to run any business. Like,
yeah.
She's just a badass.
These are all ballers. Yes.
Yeah. She is. Yeah. Although I did, I don't know if I should say. Never mind. But I was like, I said something that was like maybe a little off color that I didn't mean to. But it was great. She's really cool and great. I'll tell you off air.
Okay.
We're gonna Bryn and I are gonna have beers after next year's Cubs for a cure.
Okay.
I'll just say that after next year's,
right.
not after this one. But let's hit our goal for this hour. Thank you, by the way, to Russ Armstrong, the Chicago window guy, put up the match for this hour. When I sold my house, the sliders for the indoor-outdoor living and the new windows were like a thing that came up in the value of the house, but they asked because it was still within the... Because I had to move kind of quickly.
Yeah, you did about this time last year.
Yeah, I had to move about this time. I had to move kind of quickly.
You done did.
And so they were like, hey, you kind of just put in these windows and now you're moving. What's up with the warranty? And I'm like, oh, I can just transfer it to you. And that was like a big thing in helping with the value of the house. So Russ Armstrong, the Chicago window guy, he is a good man. Bruce Pearl has a pretty incredible story of what he's done for a young cancer patient, and Bruce Pearl is going to join us coming up next on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.